had given notice to the government about a month ago that if May 31st, government did not reverse the 250% energy tariff hike. We also said if government failed to reach a negotiated conclusion on the minimum wage, national minimum wage, that we would go on strike. Of course, none of that has happened. You recall we had embarked on a warning protest to press home our demand that there was a strong need to reverse those reasonable tariff hikes. The government has not seen the need to do that.
The government says your strike, if it does go on, will not be in the interest of the country. The government stresses particularly that you want to strike in the middle of negotiations.
We are not striking in the middle of negotiations. We are striking because negotiations have collapsed and there is no willingness, there's no indication, there is no sign of seriousness on the part of the government. Even they invite us for meetings and they're not there. Secondly, don't forget that the National Minimum Wage Law of 2019 expired sometime in April. That law states that 6 months before the expiration of the law, negotiations should be concluded. But government detailed on that, so that didn't happen. And government is not bothered that we are where we are. I tell you, at the moment, inflation is trending at 33.7%. Food inflation is trending at 40%. PMS is over 700 naira per liter. Where does that happen in the world?
Are you being joined by workers in the private sector?
Yes, we are joined by workers in the organized private sector. And let me also add that the organized private sector are not impressed by the stance of the government because their businesses have all but collapsed.
The government says that whatever happened, the new minimum wage you are asking for, it should not lead to what the government calls widespread job losses, particularly in the organized private sector.
Yeah, our government is talking about the symptoms. What is causing job losses or what will cause potential job losses will not be wage increase or a raise or rise in national minimum wage, but government's policies. Okay? First policy is the removal of fuel subsidy without dealing with the criminal content of it. Okay? Two, government massively devalued the naira from 350 to the dollar to 1,900. At the moment, it is stabilizing around 1,600 or 1,700. This has raised costs for manufacturers. And now, while they were reeling from the after effects of this, you introduce a 250% hike in energy tariff. Where does that work?
What is the minimum wage for workers in the private sector? What is the minimum wage in the public sector?
At the moment, it is established that no worker in the private sector earns less than 70,000, while in the public sector, it's been a grudging 30,000. The private sector has consistently performed much better in terms of our remuneration than the public sector.